the consequences of belonging. When you identify yourself with a person or a cause, you can expect others to be influenced by that association in the way that they react to you. Jesus taught that though there were positive consequences of becoming one of his followers, that those who accepted the invitation to follow him should not expect everyone to be happy about it. I read from John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 18 through 27. If the people of this world hate you, Jesus said, just remember that they hated me first. If you belong to the world, its people would love you. But you don't belong to the world. I have chosen you to leave the world behind, and that is why its people hate you. Remember how I told you that servants are not greater than their master? So if people mistreat me, they will mistreat you. If they do what I say, they will do what you say. People will do to you exactly what they did to me. They will do it because you belong to me, and they don't know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Everyone who hates me also hates my Father. I have done things that no one else has ever done. If they had not seen me do these things, they would not be guilty. But they did see me do these things, and they still hate me and my Father too. That is why the scriptures are true when they say, people hated me for no reason. I will send you the Spirit who comes from the Father and shows what is true. The Spirit will help you and will tell you about me. Then you will also tell others about me, because you have been with me from the beginning. And so we pray, Father, help us to recognize and accept the consequences of being a follower of your Son, Jesus Christ. But give us, we ask, the courage to choose his way each day. Amen.